Okay, Ed Ahrens from The Guardian, you can give us a bit more information about Yannick Bolasie, as someone you've seen quite a bit. And firstly, we'll talk a bit about that transfer fee at $25 million, possibly rising to $30 million. Is he worth that much?
That's a very good question. Well, I think you would have said, if you said that a year ago, $25 million possibly rising to $30 million, then you'd have said no. But if you look at the way that the transfer prices have gone up this summer, then perhaps he is. He's a very unorthodox kind of player. He doesn't have a great record in front of goal, but I suppose it really is just down to how much effect he has on the team as a whole, rather than, you know, just a fit individual player. He's going to be under a bit of pressure at Everton with such a big fee, but it's something that he's wanted for a long time to test himself at what he sees as a higher level, and I'm sure Everton fans would agree. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in there.
You talk about that goal return, and I think that's what people are looking at most of all. It's about 13 or 14 in quite a few games for Crystal Palace in the Premier League, but he provides plenty of chances as well, which is just as important.
Definitely, even the fact that his presence on the pitch can be very important in dragging other defenders to other parts of the pitch. He really stretches the play because he's very quick, and he's also very strong as well, very skillful. And he occupies quite a few defenders, and that frees up space for other people. And one of his, he's developed a good skill is going through the middle as well, rather than just being a wide player. He's often played up a couple of times for Palace and as a number 10 as well. So he's become a very versatile player.
And if I remember rightly, he was a player that when he was out last season at Crystal Palace certainly missed him. You could see that they needed that width and pace up front.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there was a run of 10 or 11 Premier League games when Yannick was injured and Palace failed to win a single match, and it really increased the value of him, I think, to the team. And when he came back, they started to play again, got to the FA Cup final. He didn't have the greatest performance in the Cup final, although he did score in the semi-final for Palace against Watford. But, he was a real miss when he wasn't there because, especially with Zahar, the two of them, Wilfried Zahar on the other wing, they used to really, really play well together and give Palace a lot of options.
Yeah, that's something Everton will have now as well, isn't it? They've got the likes of Ross Barkley, who can play out wide, Gerard Deulofeu as well, and surely that can only benefit someone like Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah, that would be a great combination. I think Bolasie and Deulofeu would they're quite contrasting styles as wingers. So perhaps would work well together. And obviously, providing balls into the middle for Lukaku or whoever is up front for Everton this season, if Lukaku is going to stay, we're not sure yet, are we, about that? So.
No, certainly not. That's the question, isn't it? But in terms of player, would you see him as someone who's better than Deulofeu, who's got more potential, or just someone who we've seen a lot more of so we know more about him?
I think, as I said, I think they're totally different players. Deulofeu, who's grown up at Barcelona, and is a very good technical player, but also very quick, like Yannick. Whereas Yannick is he's come through the non-league, not had a traditional upbringing for a professional footballer. He's learned a lot of the skills that he perfected in the playground around the corner from his house, like dodging in and out of slides. And the Wendy House has a couple of good articles about how he's learned his trade on the street. So they're really different, those two, I think. And that's quite exciting. That's what you want in your forward line. You want different options, I think.
You're someone who's covered Crystal Palace quite regularly, so you'll have seen a lot of him play. Do you, or have you always thought that he had the potential to make such a big money move?
I always thought he had the potential. I remember speaking to his then agent before he even joined Palace, and he told me that he could be the best player at the club. And this is a time when Zahar was coming through, and everyone was talking about him as a future great, and really he's developed so much since he came to Palace. The skills are always there, but the ability has really developed under first of all Biggie Freeman and then a succession of managers. But really, it's been down to him more than anyone. His dedication to the game, and he's very very good trainer, and he takes it very seriously. Despite some people might think he's messing around sometimes because he plays with a smile on his face. But he's a very, very serious guy, and really, development is a real credit to him.
And you've already mentioned that there will be a bit of pressure on him because of that transfer fee. You obviously know him. Do you think he'll be able to handle that?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, he's trying. I mean, as I said before, he's been trying to get a move from Palace for quite a while because I think he felt he could play at a higher level, and so now it's time for him to deliver. And he's a very confident guy. He's, you know, he had to come from adversity. He didn't look like he was going to be a footballer, and he's got all the way to the Premier League and has thrived in the Premier League. So I think he'd be a success. I just think Everton fans might need to give him a little bit of time to settle in and get used to a new style of play. But I'm sure Ronald Koeman knows what he's doing, and he's seen a lot in him.
I can't let you go without asking a couple of questions on one person who might be making the trip the other way from Merseyside to Crystal Palace, and Christian Benteke. We believe Liverpool have rejected another offer. Do you know any more on that?
Yeah, that's just the latest situation. Crystal Palace and Liverpool are still in negotiations. Liverpool want £32.5 million and Palace don't want to pay that much, or certainly not in one lump anyway. So negotiations are ongoing, but I think Palace's hand is obviously a little bit weaker than it was before, because Liverpool know that they've got the money because they've just sold Yannick Bolasie for £25 million. So it's going to be interesting how that turns out, but Palace definitely need to do something, because they're also selling former club captain Willy Jedinak, I think, to Aston Villa, and the fans really, you know, desperate for some new arrivals. So the pressure is mounting on Palace, and it's kind of a game of poker between the two clubs, where they're kind of whoever blinks first. But I think Palace, their need is more desperate than Liverpool's to sell him.
Yeah, he's a player who's been linked with that move to Selhurst Park pretty much all summer. Is he someone that Alan Pardew has really outlined as a key man if they can get him in?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, they've actually been looking for a proper number nine for years. Like, so Lynn Murray did very well for Palace when they were in Championship, and then came up and did okay in the first season. And they've been searching for the elusive number nine for a long time. Connor Wickham is really the only option at the moment, and he's a bit of patchy in form, so... it's Benteke who's been sort of identified as the main man, and I think he'd do very well if it does happen. Still got a lot to prove. I think he's a little bit harshly judged by Liverpool, but you can understand if he doesn't fit into the system.
Do you think Palace would pay that £32.5 million if it came to it?
Well, I think they're getting to the stage where they're going to have to, really. It's a bit of a stretch for them, I think, financially, but especially with wages of £120,000 a week, which they'll match. So time will tell. I mean, there are other options out there, but the prices for strikers are enormous this summer, so they may just have to bite the bullet.
Ed Aaron, we'll keep an eye on it as it goes along, that transfer, but thank you very much for joining us on Radio City Talk this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot.